Mike.
Yes.
This is Lionel here.
Who?
Lionel, what's the problem?
What's the problem?
Yeah.
Got no problems.
No.
Where are you?
Well, I'm all over the country.
Pardon?
Yeah.
I'm asking where you are.
Yeah.
You don't want to tell me?
Well, I mean, I'm all over, so there, whatever.
Pardon?
Yeah.
What did you say?
I'm sorry. What's your problem?
What's your problem?
Well, did you phone here the other night?
About 3 days ago, yeah.
2 days ago?
Yeah, why did you want to put a restraining order on me?
Pardon?
Why did you want to put a restraining order on me?
Why?
Yeah.
Well, because you got to give back my van and my what you got from me. That's mine, isn't it?
When you pay a bill, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You pay a bill first.
Pardon?
What's your obligations?
Well, you're an asshole for doing what you're doing to me.
What?
Well, that's not right what you're doing to me there.
What do you think that you're doing yourself to your own kids, for Christ's sake?
Pardon?
What do you do to your own kids? Put restraining orders on it?
Yeah.
Well, I got news for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of news?
What kind of news?
Yeah.
I'm going to fight that to the bitter end. I'm going to get them kids all clear of that. You came here in Manitoba for nothing. You came and disturbed a bunch of people. That's what you did.
Well, they kicked me out of my home, isn't it?
Well, we got news for you.
Well, what kind of news? Good news?
I tell you that we're going to straighten that all out.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're straightening it all out?
Yeah, damn right I am.
Yeah, well...
But not to the benefit of you.
Pardon?
You heard what I said.
You're straightening everything out?
Yeah.
Get me in my home. You promised you had $20,000 to put me back in my home. What happened?
What?
You told me that you had $20,000 to put me back in my home and...
$400,000 yet.
And everything you told me to do, I've done it for you, so...
You're dreaming.
Fine.
You know what you have to do first?
Yes.
Yeah, leave your daughter alone in D.C. because
Pardon?
We don't want her here.
Pardon?
You heard what I said.
No, I didn't. Fuck off, no, that's the...
You what?
Well, what did you say?
What I say?
Yeah.
That you should have come and visit me when you were in Winnipeg the other day. That's what you should have.
And went and visit you?
Eh?
What do you mean by that?
Yeah, why didn't you come and visit me?
Well, you're never home. You're always either at coffee shop in Eli or it's my cat.
Oh, you don't know?
Yeah, well, I know.
Your daughter put some junk and put it in my mailbox. And she didn't do that at my place alone. She did that all over the place. But that's fine. Let her do what she wants. She'll run up against a brick wall one of these days.
Not, that wasn't junk. That was the truth.
Yeah? Well, I got better proof for you when you come over here. A lot more than what yours is worth.
It's all lies anyways.
Eh?
You got a... You're it's all lies.
Oh, it is all lies. Yeah, we all lie. You're the only one that's right. Everybody else is wrong. But I'll tell you one thing. The people in Eli are very, very much upset. They knew that you were here in the country and you don't come and visit nobody. Where is your status?
I went and visit my sister, so what's wrong with that?
Which one?
Well, I have more than one.
Well, you saw Madeline, that's the only one. And I know because I talked to Madeline on Sunday.
You talked to Madeline?
You're darn right I did.
Oh, good. So what did she say?
That's between her and me, not between you and her. But that you never saw Peggy either.
Pardon?
Yeah. But Peggy didn't even know that you were in town.
You are an asshole to do what you're doing.
Yeah, well, you do what you want to do, but you're not getting anything out of here until you pay your bill. As simple as that.
Well, send me the bill. Send me the bill.
I send you a bill, but you don't send me nothing back.
You never did send me a bill.
Well, you haven't got an address in Ely no more. And where's your other address?
Box 81, Ely, Manitoba.
No, it isn't. You haven't lived here for 2 years, and that's what the court said this morning to me.
Who said that?
I went to the courthouse this morning.
Oh.
And I explained it to him where you were.
Oh.
And I said, oh, ah, he says, that's good for you that you bring that here.
So you're a liar. You didn't go to the court. I mean, you're lying.
No, I didn't. Because you tried to put a restraining order on me, eh? And I got the papers to prove it from the courtroom. No, fella, you don't do that. And you can tape all you want right now. I don't care where you are or what you're doing.
Why do you ask me where I am then?
Well, not anymore, because you're lying anyways.
Yeah, you're an asshole anyway, so
okay,
there you go.
Thank you. Bye-bye.